Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Stand here tonight, a relentless, remorseless, cold-blooded, vengeful, grim reaper. Streaks are made to be broken. That is the painful truth. But Lesnar, you had to continuously, week after week, month after month, remind everyone of your greatest accomplishment. And now I say enough. You have taken what once was smoldering ashes and turned it into a raging inferno. Last night was my true resurrection. You see, Lesnar, you can't kill what won't die. Unleashed forces will now set our careers towards new destinies. And I will challenge your mortality. I will conquer what has yet to be conquered. And in the end, just like all living things, be it man or beast, you will rest in peace.
And that was perfectly timed. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show. And boy, did a lot of things happen on Monday Night Raw. And apparently we got a lot of people in chat room who did not like this show.
Really?
Yeah. Chat room is... Alright, we're going to be up front. This was an awesome show tonight. I'm Sorokin. That's Lindsay Ward. Ooh, I'm surprised. I'm surprised, guys. I'm surprised.
I'm curious. I'm really curious. What didn't you like about it? I want to know. Like, what didn't you care for?
They're talking about how SummerSlam is shaping up to be a crap fest. The crowd in New York should be all over this pay-per-view. Owens will be relegated to a glorified jobber, same as Wyatt. No one wants to see Cena Rollins. Like, really? You don't want to see Cena Rollins? Wow. Okay, I'm going to throw this out to the chat room, and I want your response. If not Cena, who? Who should Seth Rollins fight for the WWE Championship at SummerSlam? You guys decide that. We'll talk about this show. That was the most passion we've heard from The Undertaker in 3 years.
Yeah. He sounded almost gleeful when he started talking about what he was going to do to Lesnar. Like, he's going to thoroughly enjoy this. I mean, when was the last time you heard The Undertaker sound like that?
Hunter. Sean the better.
Oh, Taker had so much fun with Hunter.
He had so much fun with Hunter.
This was a thing of beauty to see. I'm not going to lie. I fangirled like crazy because I'm a fangirl for The Undertaker. Not ashamed to admit it. This was a fantastic way to open Raw. You got him out there. You got him to cut his promo. You thinking, okay, Taker's done. Great. Wonderful. They're starting to build a match for SummerSlam. And, well, they weren't quite done with Taker just yet.
No, they weren't. You had Hunter and Seth going, let's do a hype machine. Let's get all the press out there. We got our main event, Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker at SummerSlam. Awesome. Tell Heyman, don't come to the building. Keep Lesnar away. Keep him away. And that was the deal. And then later on in the night, after you're seeing former guest of the Rock, Rob Schomburg, backstage, you see Paul Heyman. And he wanted to say his piece, and he came out to the ring tonight. He said his piece about, you know, basically he boiled it down to, why wouldn't I brag about Lesnar's greatest accomplishment? Talked about how everyone like Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Ric Flair, Edge, Batista, and Randy Orton, all these A-listers failed. They failed at ending the streak. Lesnar ended the streak. Heyman says it now comes down to Lesnar vs. Taker at SummerSlam. Should mention, before this, Hunter and Steph rallied the troops to make sure Brock and Taker don't touch. Key point there. Heyman then looked in the camera and said, my client conquered your undefeated streak at WrestleMania over and over again. Heyman said The Undertaker could sell his soul to the devil, but his ass belongs to Brock Lesnar. Cue The Undertaker.
Yeah, that's the moment where you're like, Paul, shut up. Paul, he's still in the building. Shut up, Paul. And then it was gong. And who shows up but The Undertaker? And he backs a cowardly Paul Heyman into a corner. And we'll cue that infamous guitar riff. And it was on.
Brock Lesnar sprinted to that ring.
And Taker was waiting for him.
You want to go? Let's go. They went. They brawled. They traded punches back and forth. They were just beating the crap out of one another. Then you had security come in, try to pull them apart. Okay, they break apart. Now you got wrestlers coming out, keeping them apart. Every time Lesnar gets out of the ring, runs around where Taker was, throws punches at him. They fight. It's just...
It was pandemonium for like 10 minutes. They broke apart and got free of security in the locker room at least a half a dozen times.
Yeah.
At least that.
Yeah, really.
It was an absolutely fantastic moment, and you think it's done when they go to commercial. Oh no, now they're backstage, and they're breaking apart and fighting backstage until it finally ends with the majority of the locker room in front of Taker, the police surrounding Brock, and Brock gets arrested for trespassing and hauled off in the little slip handcuffs.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, and he's like, don't touch me.
It was great. Like, this was awesome. This was pure passion, intensity, and it was personal. You could tell these two wanted to beat the crap out of one another. They sold this match on that segment, and it felt real. Like, really damn real. It was awesome. I don't understand.
And the line that got picked up that was fantastic was Brock Lesnar screaming, I'm gonna kill you, and Taker responding, you're gonna have to.
It was great. This, the passion they showed in this one, it was real. It felt like it's something I wanted to invest my time in. And it was great. I don't know how other way to put it than that.
I just love when they do stuff like that where the brawl is, where a brawl breaks out and you break them apart and security breaks them apart and they don't try to go for each other after that. It's like y'all were just beating the crap out of each other. Nobody just calms down. Just like, you know, so it's, I love that, you know, security came out and broke them up and that wasn't enough. The locker room had to come out and break them up. That wasn't enough. And finally the police had to get involved. And the only reason the police got involved was because Brock Lesnar was getting arrested.
Yeah.
And you literally had to pull them apart and continually keep them apart. You had Hunter out there screaming at everybody to get them apart, get them backstage, stop them. It was a really intense, real feeling moment, and it was really cool to see. Because we haven't had a moment like that, honestly, since Cena and Brock, when Brock first came back.
Yeah.
I think it's the last time they did something like that.
The real intense brawl, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really cool, at least for me, moment to see where it's like sold. I mean, and honestly, if I have to have Taker and Brock, I think I would rather have it this time just because Taker looks in way better shape this go round than he did at 30. Like, Taker looks ready for Brock. I hope he is. He's got 5 weeks to get there.
He has 5 weeks to get there. One of the other things that was interesting in this one was the announcers bailed.
Yeah. Like, Brock Lesnar's music hit, and all you heard Michael Cole say was, "I'm gone," and then thunk, and you just saw them sprint, all three of them. I've never seen JBL and Michael Cole move that fast in my entire time watching WWE, ever. Like, you would have thought somebody lit their asses on fire. It was perfect.
It was perfect.
Instead of having them commonly call this at ringside, it's, "Nope, nope, I'm gone. I'm out of here. All hell's about to break loose. Nope, not gonna be a part of this. Y'all have fun with that."
Yeah.
It was great. To me, it was perfect. It's like, if you're gonna do this match, you have to do a hot start, because we all know the match will probably not be that great, but if you can do a really hot build for it, that will help make up for it. And this is how you start it. You make it personal. You make it intense. Taker's pissed. Taker is angry. He wants revenge. And you have Brock equally as angry. And when that happens and you put those two combustible elements together, magic happens. And that's what happened tonight.
Yeah, and you really had, this was wrestling. This is what you want. It's not heel versus face. This is man versus man, mano a mano, wanting to beat the crap out of one another. This is pro wrestling. Just leaving it at that. Other things that happened on this show, and there were other things that, other people will have strong opinions about it. One of the other segments later on in the show. To quickly run down a couple matches that happened in the first hour of the show, you had the primetime players take on Los Matadors. You had New Day come out, a little bit of a distraction. Matadors beat the tag team champions in a solid match.
It was solid. It was a nice little cool down from the opening segment and a nice little break before we got to the really intense segment between Taker and Brock.
Miz was in the backstage at one point, and Hunter told him, "You're facing the Big Show," and, well, my face still hurts, and, well, it probably still hurts after he got beat by Big Show in about a minute tonight.
Again, and Big Show is, I think, cute.
Or face? I don't know.
I don't know.
Show wants the IC title. He doesn't care if it's on Raw, SmackDown, wherever, and he's going to challenge people, the men on Tough Enough tomorrow night. He says he's going to apparently be on Tough Enough tomorrow.
Okay.
Which means he's challenging the men, which means he's scared of Little Old Sarah Lee. Just throwing it out there. Big Show scared. Probably not, but I just, you know, her being tough face. Anyway, moving on. Another awesome thing, and it started with this promo, which we're going to take a listen to now. The family, known as the Wyatts, are back together.
I am never alone. My family stands by my side because they know that I am more than just a man. They know that I am more than just flesh and blood. I am an enigma. I am the revolution that sees through this era of lies. The revolution that sees Roman Reigns for what he truly is. And you chose him. You anointed him. And now, y'all gonna burn for it.
this is just the beginning, Roman. It will never stop. Brick by brick and piece by piece until there is nothing left. Tonight, we continue to fix the mistake. Anyone but you, Roman. Anyone but you.
This made me so happy. Bray and Luke are back together. All is right with the world. The Wyatt family is back. Thank God. The yeah. Wyatt family is back. They match each other. They dress to match each other. It was adorable. But great, great promo. And it makes me a little sad that they did not air the one from after Battleground. If you go out to WWE's YouTube, it's out there. I would recommend that you watch it because it's a very, very good promo by Luke and Bray.
Simple, effective. Same with the 8-minute promo from last week. Simple, effective. Gets characters over. It's a nice use of other media.
Yeah, and just, I love their chemistry together. I love the full family. I love the trio, but I'm really, really curious to see just Luke and Bray because they have the best chemistry out of the group.
Yeah.
And the way that they play off each other in a very subtle manner is really something cool to see because they know each other so well and you can tell that they know each other really well that they don't have to talk a lot. They just do it.
Instincts.
It's instincts. And I love to see guys when they can do that because there's such a natural, genuine quality to it. And are we going to talk about the match?
Yeah. I was going to say, led into a really good Luke Harper-Roman Reigns match.
Yeah.
These two have... All right, we were talking as the show was going on. Luke Harper and Bray Wyatt are the perfect opponent for Roman Reigns in the fact they make his offense look strong. Especially Luke Harper and his ability to sell. And he did a great job of selling, making everything Roman Reigns did in this match effective.
I would agree with that.
And this reminded me of the old Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper pairing, where you have Bray Wyatt sitting in and out his computer office chair instead of his rocking chair. Poor Byron Saxton had to stand up the entire time. It's like, I'm going to take your chair and you're just going to have to deal with it. And these two men put on a good match. You had Bray Wyatt just managing Luke Harper in the match. It was the perfect use of both men. All four men, because Dean Ambrose was at ringside with Roman Reigns. And it just, there's this chemistry, and it goes back to a year or so ago when they did the Shield versus Wyatt's.
Yeah.
And you can still see they have the same chemistry, and it works.
Oh, it's a thing of beauty to see. It's like, there's just an intensity and a natural chemistry there. That's fantastic. Somebody needs to stop the Cracker Barrel and get Bray another rocker, because him sitting in a computer chair is just awkward.
Yes.
But I liked how Dean and Bray were minimally involved in this match. It was mostly Bray and Luke. I just mostly love to watch Luke Harper work, because the way that he works is a thing of beauty to me. I love how he sells. I love how he works. I think it's just a really nice style.
And he has a style that works with anyone.
He can make anybody look like $1 million, which is a huge talent to have. But there were the really subtle things that Bray and Luke were doing. Like, Bray got hit on the outside by either Dean or Roman after the match broke down. And Luke just reaches for Bray. And there were other things, Bray yelling at Luke, Bray protecting Luke. Just the really subtle things that they do with the family that I've missed. And it's we're just sitting here watching it. It's like, all is right with the world. These two are back together.
Right, and you had four men putting on an entertaining segment, two segments since it went through a commercial. And in disqualification, Bray Wyatt stepped in as Roman Reigns was about to attack Luke Harper on the outside. And then he got double dropkick, and then he pulled Reigns out, and they started the brawl, and that's where the whole brawl took out. It led to a Sister Abigail attempt on Dean Ambrose, but Roman Reigns hit the Superman punch as Bray and Luke bailed after that point. They're building to something. What? We don't know, but they're building.
At least a tag match. There are rumors it could be a 6-man. It should have been a 6-man had Eric not gotten injured. But we'll have to see if it goes to that. I at the very least, I'm down for the tag match.
Very down for any sort of tag match. One of the things that was different about tonight, we had two women's matches on this program.
Score!
The first was Charlotte taking on Brie Bella, and they had a really good match.
They did. They really did. It makes me happy that the girls are getting featured. You had all nine women at ringside, which when was the last time you could honestly say that? And Brie and Charlotte went out there and tried to steal the show and did a really admirable job of it. It was a great match. They got a lot of time for it, which yay.
Yeah.
And just yay.
Right? It was a really, really good match. Charlotte ends up beating Brie Bella with the figure eight.
Which is so fucking hot.
Yeah. You had all nine women around. It was a really good match. It's starting to click. It's starting to work.
And the crowd was into it.
The second match was Sasha Banks and Naomi taking on Paige and Becky Lynch. You had the Bellas on commentary for this one.
Becky! She finally got to wrestle. Sasha finally got to wrestle on Raw.
On Raw. And when she was in that ring, she owned that ring tonight.
Sasha was out there working. Oh my god, it was fabulous. She's like, no, this is mine. And one thing you have to say about the up-and-coming NXT Divas, when they get in that ring, it's theirs. And they say, you know what, I belong here. This is mine. Come take it from me.
Which
is a confidence level that we haven't seen in Divas that have come up in the past.
Yeah, we had a little bit of brawling around ringside with the other members who, the Team Bella, Team Paige, and Team Bad. In the middle of the ring, you had Paige tap out to the bank statement in a 13 and a half minute match.
Which was nice.
So between the two, you had 20 plus minutes of wrestling from the Divas.
I'm okay with this. I'm not complaining at all. Just not even complaining. Completely, totally fine with that. I want more. I want Nikki versus Sasha. I seriously want that match. And Charlotte versus Tamina could either be really, really good or really, really bad, but I'm curious to find out. Like, there's plenty of combinations in that grouping to keep it going for a while, and then you can involve other girls. Like, you can bring Bayley up, you can bring Alexa up, you can include current main roster divas, Ariane if you want to, Natty, you know, several others as this progresses and as this revolution continues. And it's just, it's a wonderful thing to see. It's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. So, yeah. And we're getting Bella Twins versus Sasha and Naomi on SmackDown. I can't wait for that.
That'll be good. When did you ever think you would say that?
Right?
About a Bella Twins match.
Well, to their credit, they've gotten a lot better.
Oh, they've definitely gotten a lot better. But it's just like, when did you actually think that you would say that, you know?
Yeah. It's really, really cool. The one other big talking segment, because there were three big talking segments on this show, was Seth Rollins, and he was cocky tonight. He boasted about how everyone was wrong, and he got out. He won Survivor Suplex City, and he was interrupted by John Cena.
Not surprised.
He had Lillian Garcia come into the ring and, you know, announce him as a winner by disqualification. Loser by disqualification, but still WWE champion. John Cena came out, told Lillian to leave. She doesn't put up with Rollins' crap. Rollins says he didn't know what Cena was doing here, but he congratulated his win over Owens. Rollins said Cena has carved a nice little niche for himself with the open challenges. Cena called for him to stay before he was going to leave. He said, Cena says the fans know when they see the U.S. champion, they see excellence from challenger and champion. Cena called Rollins conniving, slimy, weasel-faced, suck-up, sellout, poor excuse for a champion. And this basically was a battle over which title was better, the world championship or the U.S. title. Cena was putting him in the place, and this was a really, really good segment. And it's setting the stage for what apparently will now be a very controversial WWE Championship match.
I'm honestly okay with this pairing. I think Cena will challenge Seth in a way that he has not been challenged before. And I think Seth will provide challenges to Cena as well. I'm looking forward to the trash talking. I'm not looking forward to the same old Cena speeches, which is what we're going to get, but it's Cena. I think this will be a good combination. I think this will be a good challenge for Seth. Honestly, after Brock Lesnar, there really isn't anybody to step up and challenge Seth other than John Cena. I know a lot of people don't want Cena versus Rollins. I get that. I completely understand it, but logically, there isn't anyone else on that roster that's been built up strong enough to really face Seth Rollins for the title. And that's that key factor for the title. If you wanted to, you could put Seth in the sixth man of the Wyatts and Dean and Roman, and then there were rumors of Sting. You could throw Sting in there if you're just fantasy booking. But if you're going to have the title on the line, you need to have somebody that can walk in pretty much with minimal build and be able to lay claim to that title. And the only person is Cena that can really do that. Plus, ratings are down. We all know what happens when ratings are down. Cena goes back into the title hunt every time. This wasn't a huge surprise.
No, with Brock facing Taker, Roman facing
Bray.
You don't want Randy Orton because you did that at WrestleMania. You did that afterwards in three title matches. You've done Dean Ambrose. There isn't a next guy. Cesaro's not there yet.
Owens isn't there yet.
Owens is the heel. You don't want to go there. So John Cena is your fallback at this point. People say Sting. Throw Sting in there. It's like, you want him to come in and win the title? Or just lose to Seth Rollins, so that means Sting loses twice. Think about that one. You don't want Sting losing twice like that. Overall, in your main event, John Cena, Randy Orton, and Cesaro took on Rusev, Kevin Owens, and Sheamus. Sheamus bailed first out of this match after getting in with it with Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens bailed after getting into it with Rusev. Rusev was left alone. I should mention before this, Lana was talking about Ziggler, how his recovery is going. Summer Rae walks up dressed like Lana, because Rusev likes it.
Rusev really likes it.
Rusev made out with Summer Rae in front of Lana. Summer Rae then slapped Lana. Okay. So Rusev was left all alone. Here comes Lana. She takes off her heels. She throws one right at Summer Rae, and they go at it. All right.
And I'd like to point out that all the guys in the ring stopped. Just stopped and watched. Cena, I think, was applauding at one point.
Well, you know.
It was either Cena or Orton, but one of them was applauding.
They ate it up. And I just, and Lana has this perfect charisma to her, I guess charisma is the right word, maybe not. She gets up, fixes her skirt, fixes her jacket, sticks her head up, walks away. I'm better than this. It was awesome. And then the finish is the match. AA on Rusev, giant swing, slingshot into RKO.
That was a nice spot.
Great finish. Great Raw.
You know, I thoroughly enjoyed Raw. This is one of the better ones that I've seen in a long time. I understand some people didn't like it, and I respect that, if I could speak. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, the reason why is it hit all my boxes. I got Taker, I got Bray, I got the Wyatt family, minus Eric,
We got two Divas matches.
I got Lana slapping Summer around, so there's a third Divas interaction. And John Cena was pretty much kept to a minimal. I thoroughly enjoyed this. I think moving forward to SummerSlam, I'm interested for what they can do with it and how they're going to sell it. They already sold Taker Brock.
That's done. You don't need much more.
No, you really don't need much more beyond you have them probably brawl one more time, or you have them play head games with each other over the next few weeks, and then get them together on the go home and do something really, really super intense for the go home to really hit the match home, because it is the main event. They've already said that this is being put over the WWE Championship. So they have to make this a show stealer. They have to. So I would look for that to have a stipulation involved.
And this one's, again, we mentioned at the top and mentioned again, and we'll wrap it up here. This one's personal for The Undertaker because he knows what happened at WrestleMania 30.
Yeah, this is more...
It's not about a streak. It's about being prideful because he didn't look his best. He knows he could do better. And that's why we're getting this match, and he's ready for it.
Yeah, he's more prepared this time. He knows the match was not good. I think he's accepted that. I think he wants to make up for it. He knows he could do better against Brock.
Yeah.
And he's going to. That's the thing. You can tell that he's training differently. He feels good. He came out of the match with Bray very, very well. Didn't have any problems. You know, obviously because he's back for SummerSlam. So Bray took very good care of him. And if I have to, like I said at the top of the show, if I have to sit through Bray and Taker and Brock again, I'm okay with sitting through it here. Just saying. Because I think this will be better than what it was at Mania. and I might be able to watch the three count. I don't know.
Maybe.
Depends who gets pinned.
We'll find out. Thursday night, though, is The Rack.
That's right. Tune in, because we are going to be having news, having discussions. We're talking NXT. We're talking Battleground. We're talking so much more. Thursday night's The Rack. By the way, don't forget, check it out, our interview with Sanjay Jutt, where we talked to him all about GFW and what you can look forward to with that. So you can go to rockradioshow.com, download that, listen to that.
At Rock Radio Show on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. CB Radio WTR, facebook.com/wildtalkradionetwork. Or facebook.com/sickgirlbuttsmadmadness, facebook.com/wildtalkradionetwork, and twitter.com/wildtalkradio. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. At WTR Sunday night, facebook.com/russelltalkradio. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Go ahead.
Follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. And don't forget to check out The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Tune in, Stitcher, iTunes, get them, download them, search Wild Talk Radio Network, subscribe. It's amazing. Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you next Monday night and this Thursday night for The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey.